Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Grand Tour, or The Purloined Coronation Regalia, by Patricia C. Reedy and Caroline Stevemar. Narrated by Lucy Rayner. England. From the deposition of Mrs. James Tarleton to the joint representatives of the British Ministry of Magic, the War Office, and the Foreign Office. I suppose that if I were going to blame our involvement on anyone, which I see no reason to do, I would be compelled to say that it was all Aunt Charlotte's fault. If she had not been in such a dreadful temper over Kate's marriage, Kate and Thomas would not have decided to take their wedding journey on the continent in preference to remaining in England, and James and I would not have gone with them. And then very likely we would never have known anything about any of it. Kate is my cousin, and now that she is married, she is a marchioness, which is what put our Aunt Charlotte's nose so dreadfully out of joint. Admittedly, Kate said some awful things to Aunt Charlotte, but after the way Aunt Charlotte treated Kate, she deserved every one of them. She made matters worse by hinting that I ought to be as put out as she, because Kate was going to be Lady Schofield, and I was only going to be Mrs. Tarleton. So it is her own fault that none of us wished to stay and listen to her nagging. At first, James was dubious about our joining Kate and Thomas on their wedding journey, though he and Thomas are nearly as great friends as Kate and I. I felt compelled to point out that even if we did not accompany them, they would have Lady Sylvia travelling with them, at least until they reached Paris. And if Kate does not object to having her mamma-in-law with them, you ought not to be such a high stickler about our going as well. Besides, she and Thomas invited us.
You mean you cooked up the idea?